You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I got it. Oh, you're damn right I got the blues. From my head down to my shoes. Buddy Guy is your artist of the day. Nice choice, Rodney. Telephone number here, as always. That's what I'm best at. 576-7798-576-7798.
Love the way you read that phone number. Hey, you know it's 507. And typically, if I find something that I think will be particularly maddening to you, I save it for 507.
Oh, goody.
It's my new favorite thing. This was in the New York Times over the weekend. And yes, I still take the paper. The headline reads, "These men are waiting to share their feelings with you." Look at them all gathered around doing a trust exercise. On a Monday night in a sparsely decorated room in Midtown, a group of about 20 men, including an endocrinologist, a sportscaster, a policeman, and a UN employee, were baring their souls. "I've been digging deep with my girlfriend. We're having talks about moving forward in our relationship. I'm angry that my health is deteriorating. I'm not ready to be an old man. I'm checking in tonight with some anger." Ranging in age from 30 to 70, the men were gathered as part of the Mankind Project, MKP for short. It is a 33-year-old nonprofit with 24 chapters in the United States and 11 regions abroad. It focuses on the man's emotional well-being.
Oh, good for them.
The goal is to break down ideas of masculinity. And the place to start is with other men. Know thyself. MKP translates this as a process of cultivating awareness around your emotions so you do not project your emotions onto others.
I thought women wanted men to be more open with their emotions, to not just be that stereotypical clad blah guy who is afraid to show his true inner workings.
Looking to see if there is an MKP? In Kansas City, there is one called MKP Heartland. Four men from Topeka and Wichita were initiated and decided to move to Kansas City and start a chapter here.
Oh,
yes. The first one held in Shawnee in 2002. More than 300 men have been initiated at Camp Shawnee, and the numbers keep growing.
Open meeting every Monday.
Is it open?
That's what's on their calendar.
So you can bring somebody else.
What we stand for, connection to feelings. Men helping men.
People helping people.
Yes, I think this is great. I knew it would drive you crazy.
Do I look like I'm driving myself crazy? I'm fine.
The Mankind Project. Look it up. It is called the Heartland Mankind Project.
I'm fine. Okay. If this is what they find to be helpful for them, then I'm fine with it. Somebody says, "Why are you mocking this group?" I'm not. I'm not mocking the group.
I don't see you running out to take part.
I probably won't. No, I don't think I'm going to be attending the group. But I'm not mocking them.
Here's what you learn and the aspects of a man's life that are examined. Where you came from and how you were raised. What you learned about how to be a man. What you want for yourself and others. How to handle your past. How to deal with conflict.
Okay. Somebody says, "Why are you making fun of this? It's a great start for helping men." I'm not making fun of it. It's just not my thing. I don't think I'm going to be attending a meeting anytime soon.
This is interesting. What is your relationship to death? What is your relationship to women? And what is your relationship to your body and sexuality?
Healthy, healthy, and healthy.
Yeah.
I don't want to die. I'm not afraid to die.
Okay.
I think I have a good monogamous relationship. And in regards to my own sexuality, I'm very comfortable with it. I'm not making fun of the group. I don't know that the group could help me. I don't know that I have. I've said this 1,000 times. If there's anybody on this show that doesn't have issues, it's this guy. If there's anybody on this show
what did you just say?
If there's anybody on this show that's normal, it's this guy.
You think you're normal?
I don't need that group. I don't need to get in touch with who I am. I know who I am.
I would say that Scott is probably closest to the pin that is normal.
Thank you.
Even if that means that he's not necessarily on the putting green.
But I don't have issues.
There you go.
Please. Everybody has issues. In fact, the people that say they don't have issues are the ones who have them.
No. I'm more normal than you are.
Well, what define normal, Scott? What is normal? Our old boss that has since moved on from this place used to say normal is a cycle on a dishwasher, and that's the only way you can describe it. That people should not be described as normal or not normal.
Well, he wasn't normal either.
Well, yeah, and I think he would admit that. Most people...
I mean, I like the guy, but he wasn't normal.
Most people will readily admit, yeah, I got some issues. So to say I don't have any issues just means you have issues.
I do have issues. Yeah. I make no bones about it. I am a... all kidding aside, all seriousness enters in. I am a flawed human being.
Isn't everyone?
I think so. I think we all are, yes.
My girlfriend just texted, oh, he's got issues.
I make no bones about it. I have weird thoughts. We all have weird thoughts. I think things that probably, I would guess, normal people don't think. But I think deep down inside, I'm a genuinely decent human being. I'm not a great human being. Nobody's going to be writing any books about me when I die.
I've read a book about you. Chapter one, he wasn't that normal.
Chapter two, the end.
Short. It's more of a notation.
Like a kid's book. But I get it. We all have flaws. I just don't know that I could find remedy. And I'm not making fun of this group.
Not.
I'm not. God knows I don't have any right to make fun of people sitting around in a room talking out their issues. Okay. Right. However, I just don't know that the flaws that I have in my life could be solved in a
group session.
In an MKP. Well, some of the issues that I do have in my life can be solved in that kind of a situation.
But, some of them can't.
But no, this sounds like a group therapy, group psychology session or psychiatry session.
That's fair.
You're struggling with anger. I don't struggle with anger. I rarely get angry. When was the last time you saw me angry?
It's been a while.
I don't get angry.
I have known women, especially through a church, who will go off on these retreats.
Sure. We do men's retreats at my church, yeah.
And some of them, not all of them, come back and say it is the best thing they have ever done in their entire life. I don't know that I would be comfortable doing that. Maybe I would. I don't know. But anytime I hear about these retreats, I'm like, eh, I don't think that's for me.
But a lot of people are writing in, do you have to drop your genitals at the door and before you go in? And again, I'm going back to the point. I'm not making fun of this group.
No, it's you're just defending it. I think you're defending it. It's just not for you.
Thing. But therein kind of lies the stereotypical problem that I think we have, at least in our society. I don't know if it's a worldwide issue or not, that men who are willing to go in and admit in front of other people, I am not perfect. I am flawed. Here are the thoughts that I have in my mind. That somehow you have to detach your genitalia, put it in a box by the door, only to be re-grabbed on the way out an hour later. And right. I don't think that's fair.
No, and I don't either. I don't either. More than 55,000 men have been through the program, by the way.
Scott, just read the phone number. That's what you do.
What is the phone number anyway?
Well, thank
you. It's so funny you asked.
Will, thank you for asking. I was just about to get to that. It's 576-7798. 576-7798. That's what I do. I'm a phone number reader.
One more time for the ones in the back.
Well, thank you. Slowly, one more time. 576-7798. If you'd like to call the program and weigh in. That's what I do, and I'm damned good at it. Man, I'm good. I am good.
And humble, too.
I'm good at reading a phone number. But I'm not making fun of this group. It's just not my thing.
See, now they're just trying to get under your skin.
Here come the
and
texters.
And you are letting them.
No, I'm not. I laughed at it. That means I'm not letting them. You know, they've tried at my church to get me to go on the men's retreat for about 20 years. I've never gone.
Never once have you gone on the men's. See, if I would have thought if you were going to do it, it would be with that group, because then you at least know some familiar faces.
Sure. Guys from church.
Yeah.
Is it 816 or 913? Either side. Either side. 576-7798. 913 or 816. It don't matter none.
Text line?
Of course. Sorry. 22980. Duh. 22980. Hey, gang, it's Scott Parks. You know, I've been telling you about Jimmy and Babs from Lenexa. They couldn't sell their house in Lenexa for the longest time. Beautiful home, wouldn't sell. Until they heard about Chip Glennon on the radio and made one very smart call to Chip. And his solid gold marketing strategy produced multiple showings and offers, selling the home for $460,000 in just 5 days. You got to call Chip. Is your home still on the market? Are the only offers coming in lower than what you had hoped for? Even in this hot market, you want to know that you are maximizing the profit from your home sale. You need an expert to guide you. That's Chip Glennon. With Glennon Real Estate Experts of Keller Williams, he guarantees to sell your home at a price and a deadline that you agree to, or he'll buy it. Chip will even let you out of your contract at any time, so there's no risk. Call the only agent endorsed by Barbara Corcoran of Shark Tank. And who are we kidding? The only agent I'm going to call when it comes time to sell my home. Call Chip Glennon today at 866-872-5556. That's 866-872-5556. Or online at kcguarantee.com. That's kcguarantee.com. And start packing.
What's your name? You're really cute and really nice. I think we should go on a date. Oh, Linda, you got a good on.
Hey, everybody. From the text line, where did it go? I am a member of MKP. Is that, what does it stand for again? Mankind
Project.
Project, okay. I am a member of MKP. It helped me immensely. I learned some things about my strengths and my weaknesses, gained a strong community of men to confide in, and earned a ton of self-confidence as a result of my participation. Good. Good for you. Scott, don't forget, you just don't read the number well. You also can read a very good commercial. Okay, you guys are just trying to make me angry now.
Now they just feel bad.
Is there a program to help women with their feelings?
Oh, I think there's all kinds of programs out there to help women with their feelings. I think what makes this unique...
It's called the club.
...is this is specifically...
It's called the Lifetime Network.
...geared for men. Did you make fun of the Lifetime Network?
Exactly my point.
Fran in Kansas City. Fran, hello.
Hi. Let me share with you, Scott is so normal.
Thank you.
Not normal.
He's so normal, he's not normal?
Absolutely. Scott has no need to be the loudest one.
Hello. Hello, Fran, you got to turn that radio down, hon.
Okay. Let me do that.
Yes. Okay, there you are again. Okay, Fran, are you there?
Yes. One thing, Scott, is he's so secure in himself, he doesn't have to be the loudest one in the room.
Oh, Fran, I wish I agreed with you on that one. I wish I did.
He's pretty loud in a room.
And don't get angry. I try not to get angry. I've been able to gain strength by going and spending a couple times a year in the outdoors alone. This is interesting.
Okay, hunting.
I think it is really healthy to do for yourself and for your sanity, to go into the woods by yourself.
That sounds like a horror movie.
There are plenty of groups for women. They're called Facebook and the Hallmark Channel.
I will say this. Men who go on these weekend hunting trips, I think they would tell you that is their therapy. They wouldn't like to call it that, but that is their therapy.
Hmm. And what do women do?
I don't know.
What do you do?
We meet for dinner.
I'm being serious. What do you do to get back to neutral, to ground yourself?
Oh, I always say my husband's the one that resets me. He's a good resetter. Like, if I'm completely...
No, that's not what... No.
I know. But my girlfriends could not live without him. And we all sit around and, you know, we have dinner. We drink
I do
wine
think
and-
it's important to have time that you do nothing, that you just goof off. Like, you go to the lake with your friends, or I go over to my buddy's house at night, my buddy Brandon, and...
And you goof on cars and stuff like that?
Yeah, yeah. And we bang on metal and play with blacksmithing and
which,
try
by
not
the
to
way,
set
thank
ourselves
you. I'm
on
reminded
fire.
Of that birthday gift you gave me of that railroad iron.
Yeah, railroad spike turned into a knife.
That is awesome.
Well, thank you, sir.
Do you ever just spend time alone?
Yeah, sometimes.
It's my least favorite thing to do.
Oh, it's
I enjoy that.
I like being around my family. I love my family, and I love you, good people. But I don't mind maybe 30 minutes up in the Kiss Cave just brainlessly watching television.
Once my wife falls asleep on the couch and put Roman to bed, I go down to the basement and look at the Chive and stupid crap online and just sit there by myself and giggle at things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big loner.
No, you could never be alone.
I just, you know, I enjoy the social. So, like, on the way home tonight, I have no plans. If one of those women texts me and says, hey, you want to meet out for, yes, where you at? I'll come.
Newsroom, Will Starrett. Will, do you like to be alone?
I do.
Yeah. Newsroom, Will Starrett.
More info in a weekend shooting. More next.
Dana right here for a good friend of the program, Stuart Woodbury, and lowcostlifeinsurance.com. One of the things I love about Stuart is he's been around Kansas City for decades, helping people with their life insurance needs. And if you need Stuart and you call Stuart, you get Stuart. You're not going to be transferred to some call center another state away, another world away. Stuart Woodbury is right here in Kansas City, where he has been for decades, helping out people with their life insurance stuff. And sometimes it's confusing. How much life insurance do you need? How long do I need it? What kind do I need? There are all kinds of life insurance products out there. And remember, every single year, Stuart comes through with that annual review. It is so important. It takes seconds, but it's so important that they pick up the phone and call you and say, hey, let's just make sure everything is still in order. All those I's are dotted and T's are crossed. If you have a marriage, a divorce, if you've adopted a child, had a baby, all of those things year to year change your life insurance needs, and he will make sure every year you are covered appropriately. 816-792-0700 is the number to call. 816-792-0700 or on the web, lowcostlifeinsurance.com.
Just past 5:30 in Kansas City, I'm Will Starrett. KCPD now says the shooting at the Plaza that left a teenager hurt over the weekend appears to be random, and there's no indication the victim and the shooter knew each other. The victim was riding in the back seat of a car when the people in it heard gunfire and realized the car had been hit, drove away quickly, and then met up with police officers around the corner. Democratic Representative Jerry Nadler describes the details in prosecutors' filings to the case of Donald Trump's former personal lawyer Michael Cohen as evidence that the president was, quote, at the center of a massive fraud, end quote. House Democrats have raised the possibility of impeachment or incarceration for the president if it's proved that he directed illegal hush money payments to women during the presidential campaign in 2016. The president has denied any wrongdoing and has called the investigations a, quote, witch hunt. Three carnival workers now charged with capital murder in the fatal shooting of a couple from Wichita whose bodies were found in Arkansas days after they disappeared from the Barton County Fair in Great Bend. Kimberly Younger of McIntosh, Florida, Michael Fowler Jr. of Sarasota, and Rusty Frazier of Aransas Pass, Texas, all in jail in Arkansas, being held on $1 million bond and are awaiting extradition to Kansas. They're accused in the July killings of Pauline and Sonny Carpenter. Traffic and weather together next. It's 5:32.
Head on into Volkswagen of Lee Summit off I-470 and Colburn Road. If you are looking for a used car, if you are looking for a new car, wait until you see their inventory. We just got my daughter new to her car, and man, does she love that little 2011. Tell them what you're looking for. They will find it for you. Wait until you see their inventory. all makes and models, all different price ranges. And man, I mean all different price ranges, because I know, especially if you're looking for a teenage driver, a lot of us are watching the budget when it comes to our younger drivers and cars. They will help you find the perfect, safe car for your younger driver. And then let's talk about the new cars. They still have that great sign and drive event going on right now. Zero down, zero next month's payment, and they will give you a $500 shopping card to help with your Christmas shopping. Zero down, zero next month's payment, and a $500 shopping card to help with your holiday shopping. Head into Volkswagen of Lee's Summit off I-470 in Colburn Road, or go to VWLeesSummit.com, VWLeesSummit.com.
Mostly clear, chilly, and dry for your Monday evening with temperatures cooling through the 30s. For tonight, we'll have a low right around 28 degrees under that mostly clear sky. On Tuesday, we'll start things off with a lot of sunshine, and that will help us warm up to a high of 51. More clouds will build through the afternoon with some drizzle possible for your Tuesday late evening. From Channel 9 and First Alert Meteorologist Neville Miller, KBZ Weather.
You can tell the sun went down. 35 at the big airport, 39 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us anywhere you go. I'm Will Starrett. News 98.1 KMBZ.
No. Okay. Story. Who's this from?
It's from the UDK.
Oh, this is from the University Daily Kansan.
Love them.
Rod, have you ever heard of float tanks? Float tanks?
Like a deprivation?
Yeah, sort of.
Kind of. Float tanks have found a strange new resurgence in pop culture from Joe Rogan's podcast, in which the host praises their health benefits to the popular Netflix show Stranger Things.
Now, wait, Will Starrett's nodding. Have you done this?
I have not. I've got a friend of a friend in Montana who raves about it.
Okay, explain what a float tank is.
Essentially,
for those of us who don't know.
Yeah, it's essentially kind of a, for lack of a better term, it's kind of an oversized coffin that has primarily salt water in there. And you get in it and you would float. The lid is closed, and typically you are encased in darkness floating in this water.
My mom has done this. Pro tip, do not shave your legs before you go in the float tank.
Oh.
She said it was the most painful experience of her life.
What about other parts?
Well, if you are cut in any way, anywhere, I think there's like 500 pounds of Epsom salts that go in there.
Oh.
The salt, it actually rubs salt in your wound.
So don't shave anything before you go in there.
Correct. Just especially go in there. Yeah, just go in there the way
everything.
You would. Just go in there the way you would go in there. She has described it as a very relaxing. I said, do you feel like you're drowning or you're claustrophobic? She says, no. You get used to being in this little enclosed area. And there's a button, I guess, in there, like a panic button that'll turn a light on if you, you know, because you are kind of floating in a coffin in the dark.
Now, how do you float?
The salt gives you buoyancy.
Are you naked?
Yes.
Typically.
Typically.
Either that or, you know, down to just your skivvies.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Athletes have been using them for their health benefits, including spinal decompression, and can help muscle injuries heal faster, all according to Allie Goodman. Goodman is the owner and the massage therapist at the Bodhi Tree Holistic Healing on 7th Street in Lawrence. She also says that it has benefits for people with ADD and could offer a moment of serenity for a chaotic and anxious ADD brain.
Ooh, that seems like a long time.
An hour meditating in a tank is so relaxing it can be the equivalent of 4 hours of sleep, according to Allie Goodman. Huh. People are coming out of the tank feeling better than when they went in. It is unique for everyone, but the common thread is that you come out feeling better. It's just a tank full of water with 800 pounds of Epsom salt so that the body feels weightless. The tank is 7 feet long, 5 feet wide, and is shaped like a bean. A calming blue light fills the tank. Relaxing music plays. It's warm in there, 93 degrees Fahrenheit. Climbing in nude to the tank, you really can't feel where you end and the water begins. What?
Well, you just kind of lose yourself in the rhythm of the water. And also just the sounds of water are very soothing and calming for most people's brains. Don't you sleep better when it's raining?
I guess. This just has Lawrence written all over it, doesn't it?
I love that they say you can do it to de-stress during finals week. That would be something that I would give my mom for her birthday or for Christmas. I don't know that I would have my, 18-year-old.
What does it cost? See, the story's really good for a student journalist, but they don't tell you what it costs.
I want to say, Scott, it was $75 or something like that. It's like the cost of a spa treatment.
They'll give you 800 pounds of Epsom salt.
It's already in there.
So you're swimming in the same salt that somebody else just swam in?
As I recall, there is so much salt in that tank that, and correct me if I'm wrong, Will, does it work like chlorine? It's a natural cleansing agent?
You're correct, yes.
What if, somebody has a great point. What if I drown?
I don't know that you can
drown. Is there
drown.
A monitoring system in there? Are they watching me?
I don't want them watching me if I'm
there. I don't believe there is,
naked.
But I also don't think it's deep enough to where you could.
Well, it's deep enough that I can float.
Well, but yeah. I don't think drowning is a concern. My mom described it like when you get in there, you float. And I'm not a good floater. My legs always go, meh.
But because there's so much salt?
There's so much salt in there.
You can't
you
drown?
You will float. Has anyone ever drowned?
You can drown in 2 inches of water.
Oh, no. You can't drown in 2 inches. It's a dry drowning later. Is that what you mean?
No, you can drown in 2 inches of water.
Okay, 2008. Here we go. A 30-year-old became the first person ever to... This is not funny. I'm not laughing.
Then why are you laughing?
Well, because you wouldn't want to be that person where they're like, there's no way this is going to happen, and then you're the person where it happens. A 30-year-old became the first person ever to drown in a flotation tank. Okay, he took the drug ketamine used to tranquilize horses and then got in the thing.
Yeah, I don't believe a conscious person would have to worry about drowning.
Yeah, I'm not, God love him. You should probably not take a horse tranquilizer before you get into a flotation tank. Just saying.
So you can drown.
Both signed disclaimers saying they were not under the influence of drugs.
Okay.
His fiance, knowing his intention to take ketamine, said, quote, "It did not occur to me to think it would be hazardous for James to do that."
Somebody says, "I've done the flotation tank before, and it's kind of like your face is completely out of the water. And after a while, you can't feel the difference between the air in the water. It's like you're floating."
Yeah, like you're floating in air.
Somebody brings up a good point. What if you fall asleep inside the tank?
You do fall asleep inside the tank.
Okay.
My mom says she always falls asleep.
Okay. But you can't drown. Unless you're
taking
popped up on horse steroids.
A horse tranquilizer, I guess. I wouldn't suggest this if you're claustrophobic. I will say that.
See, there's no way I could get in there.
Because it is an enclosed cocoon.
Yeah. Okay. Are you going to do it?
I would do it. I don't plan on doing it.
Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue is not shy about sharing his taste for chocolate milk. Quoting here from Perdue to reporters in May of 2000. This was in Sunday's Kansas City Star, by the way. "Wouldn't be as big as I am today without chocolate milk." This past week, the Department of Agriculture announced its final plans to lower nutrition standards for grains, flavored milks, and sodium in school cafeterias that were part of the Healthy, Hungry, Free Kids Act of 2010, and that Michelle Obama, the former First Lady, advocated. Remember this when this all
I
came
do,
out?
I do, and everyone was dumping the vegetables in the trash can.
The changes, all of which go into effect in July, apply to school meals that qualify for at least some federal reimbursement. They may seem relatively minor on paper, but like many Trump administration moves to reverse Obama-era policies, they do come with some controversy. First, the grains. The Obama-era rules required that schools must serve entirely whole grain-rich foods, meaning the product, whether it was pizza, pasta, hamburger buns, must contain at least 50% whole grains. Under the new rules, only half of the grain products on the cafeteria's weekly menu must be whole grain rich. Good.
You've wanted this for a long time.
I have wanted this for a long time.
This is the classic example of a law of unintended consequences.
For everyone who says all you do is complain and be about Trump, I applaud the Trump administration on this. This was a problem, or a solution looking for a problem. The real problem is that we don't get our kids outside enough. We were fine when we were kids eating sloppy joes and pizzas and hamburgers and nuggets. We were fine. The problem is when your kid gets home, you don't make them go outside.
I think it's the real idea was good. Let's offer them some healthy choices. It's a great idea.
The road to hell is paved with good intentions.
The road to hell is paved with good intentions. And the amount of waste that came mm-hmm. out of that decision mm-hmm. was so grotesque. So grotesque. Mm-hmm. Even Michelle Obama would say, we did not foresee that happening.
Right.
And it makes me sick that all of that food ended up in a dumpster.
Because to go back and get another sloppy Joe, I don't know if they still serve sloppy Joes or not.
You had to take the carrots or the broccoli.
You had to take another serving of vegetables, thinking, well, if we put it on the plate, the kids are going to eat it.
No.
But what they would do is go back to their table, eat the sloppy Joe, sloppy Joe, and then throw the carrots or the broccoli into the trash. We were wasting food.
I'm going to look up amount of lunchroom waste vegetables because there was a... I think, believe it or not...
I almost don't even want to know.
Believe it or not, I thought it was a New York Times story, if you can believe that. And it was so bad. So bad. A study conducted soon after the Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act went into effect found what many parents suspected. A lot of school children were taking the required fruits and vegetables and tossing them directly in the trash.
Mm-hmm.
Researchers from the University of Vermont used digital photography to capture images of students' lunch trays after they selected their food, then as they were leaving the lunch line, and again at the end of the lunch. They found that while children placed more fruits and vegetables on their tray, as required, they consumed fewer of them. The amount
Isn't that
of
amazing?
Food wasted. Are you
Isn't
ready for this?
They consumed fewer than they did before they were forced.
They would have eaten more.
Yeah.
The amount
That's
of
amazing.
Food wasted increased
oh God,
by 56%.
Dana, what is wrong with feeding the kids what they want? If they want the broccoli, they'll ask for the broccoli. If they want the apple, they'll ask for the apple. But if you force them, it's just like, Dana, if you were to, and I know we got to get
to
break.
Even George Bush didn't like broccoli.
If you, right, if your mom packs you an apple in your lunch, okay, let's say you bring a home lunch,
yeah.
All right? Mom puts in a nice apple. She's thinking, this is super nutritious. I'm going to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, an apple, and a bag of chips. If you don't want to eat that apple, you're not going to eat that apple.
Right.
And you'll just throw it away. And maybe ask your buddy, hey, can I have a tater tot, man? With some cheese, please. I mean, this was the dumbest rule. I applaud, for those of you who are not used to hearing it, I applaud the Trump administration on this decision. Bravo.
I have to applaud it because the waste makes me so sad.
576-7798. Hey, speaking of great food, and we all love great food, this is food you will not be wasting, I promise you that. Omaha Steaks. I happened upon them a couple, 3 years ago, and hello, I am in love. Send the holiday gift that families across America have loved for more than 100 years. Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher since 1917. We give this as a holiday gift every single year. And right now, Omaha Steaks is giving an amazing limited time offer just for listeners of Dana and Parks. When you go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code word PARKS in the search bar. You get 74% off Omaha Steaks Family Gift Package. Originally $195, now just $49.99. By the way, we'll be giving two of these away tomorrow on the program. Order now, and you get four hand-cut top sirloin steaks, two premium pork chops, four chicken fried steaks, four Omaha Steaks burgers, four kielbasa sausages, all beef meatballs, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, plus get four more burgers for free. Omaha Steaks is a fifth-generation, family-owned company with more than 100 years of experience. Again, get this limited-time package for only $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com. Type Parks in the search bar and add the family gift package to your cart. That's omahasteaks.com.
Dana right here for Dr. Tag and the Center for Nutrition in Leawood at 135th and Row. Boy, the new year is knocking at the door. Make your optimal metabolic health, really focusing on your health in the new year, your priority when that calendar turns over. You'll be so glad you did. You know, I've got a girlfriend down more than 50 pounds since she walked in the door for that free consultation. Let's do this together in 2019. I've always said I look better, I feel better when Dr. Tag is part of my life. Medically managed weight loss. It's a program that'll be tailored just for you, your body, your metabolism. They will get to the bottom of what's going on with you, why it's so hard to lose weight and keep it off. It's what they do. You're going to love Dr. Tag's supportive staff. 913-814-8222 is the number to call. 913-814-8222 or tagnutrition.com. You tell them Dana sent you.
Tina in Raytown. Tina, hello.
Hi.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to chime in on the comments about the adjustment of the food program that was initially put in place by Michelle Obama.
Yeah.
And I wanted to say, before we all start clapping about the reduction, which I think there is a good middle ground, is to take a look at what the percentage of wasted food was before the program went into place, because I've worked in a couple of school districts across the area, and the difference between PS 105 in Chicago and Shawnee Mission School District, some of the kids aren't necessarily getting these same type of food. They were dumping milk like crazy in every district.
Do you think that will go down once they reintroduce chocolate or strawberry milk?
No.
Why?
Kids still want choice. But they just do not drink and eat everything we put in front of them.
Well, then why don't we just put in front of them what they take? I can distinctly remember, and I'm going to date myself here a little bit, we would go through the lunch lady line, and we would say, yes, please, on the Sloppy Joe. Excuse me. No on the broccoli. Yes on the chocolate milk, not the white milk. And yes, fries, please, if you don't mind, and ketchup, if you'd be so kind. If that ended up on my tray, chances are I was going to eat it.
I totally agree with what you're saying, and I think that's the correct thing, is to give them the choices. But, like, for instance, your example of the Sloppy Joe, that needs to be a whole wheat bun, possibly, or, a lower enriched bread. So the kids, when they do chew, are getting food. It's not fillers, because unlike it was when we were kids, whatever the preservatives or things that they're putting in food, you're seeing a higher percentage of people with cancer and a lot of these other health conditions, because not only they're not eating good food, they're not exercising both.
The exercising thing is on us.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
My daughter, Tina, if I can ask you, and it's none of my business, how old are you?
I am knocking on 50.
You're knocking on, well, so am I. When we were kids, we had PE every day. Now they have it one semester.
This is true. But we had cabbage. I had cabbage as a choice.
What? Well, whatever. Cabbage?
Nobody's eating cabbage.
Ain't nobody got time for that. We got to run. Nice choice on the buddy guy today, Rod. Thank you, man. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in all of America, the great Rod Babcock, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, I am Scott Parks, and God willing, We need them now more than ever. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night, everybody. Be safe and be good.
And they see the joy on my face.
Happening now on KMBZ, a John Doe and a sex abuse scandal comes forward. More next.
I've been telling you to call my guys at Lightning Landscape and Irrigation for Lightning Landscape, Lightning Hardscape, and Lightning Irrigation. You're going to love all three. They do all three here. I've been doing it for years in the Kansas City area. Landscape, hardscape, that's your fire pit, your fireplace, that kind of thing. But did you know they are the place to call for your lake house needs? Think about your Lake of the Ozarks place. They've been down in the Ozarks for almost 15 years doing the same work there. And a lot of that work is done in the off season. So if you've shut down your lake house for the winter, I know a lot of you have, get on their schedule now. They will put in a fire pit, custom made in block or stone and mortar. They do landscaping, patios, retaining walls. They specialize in taking care of your lake property so you come down when the weather is nicer and just enjoy that space. They also will do pumps and sprinkler systems specifically designed for the lake. They know what they're doing. They've been doing it for years. You're going to love my guys at Lightning Landscape and Irrigation, Kansas City, and the Lake of the Ozarks with an A-plus BBB rating. Call for a free consultation, 441-3900, 913-441-3900, or lightning-landscape.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.